It's just gone 5 minutes past 7 o'clock. Welcome along to another edition of The Score tonight here on Highland. And despite the current restrictions on this week's programme, we'll have another look ahead to what will be a bumper weekend of action as inter-county GA football and hurling returns. Donegal manager Declan Boner and former Tyrone star John Lynch will look ahead to the big battle of Donegal against Tyrone in Division 1 of the National League. Derry host Longford in Division 3. We'll hear from Rory Gallagher, while Michael McMullen of the Derry News will cast his eye on the Division 2B hurling final between Derry and Down. While Tyrone are back in the Under-21 All-Ireland football semi-finals, Paul Devlin talks about their restriction preparations after a 7-month break. Well, we're going to start with some soccer news, and Shamrock Rovers today confirmed that Aaron Green has tested positive for COVID-19. They've also revealed that Jack Byrne tested positive while on Republic of Ireland duty on Sunday. Several other players are also isolating, having been deemed close contacts of Green's. Now, Rovers are due to welcome Derry City to the Tala Stadium tomorrow night, but say the FAI will now review their remaining fixtures. Rovers, of course, were also due to hit the road this coming Monday night and make the trip north to take on Finn Harps at Finn Park in Ballybuffet. In between that, of course, Rovers could have won the title. That was if they beat Derry tomorrow and hope that Dundalk overcome Bohemians. That would mean Rovers would be title winners tomorrow night and possibly give Finn Harps the possibility of getting an improved result against them next Monday. But as things stand, once again, fixtures this time soccer-wise are up in the air, and we're waiting to see what the response is from the FAI in relation to that Rovers-Derry game tomorrow night at the Tala Stadium. Moving on to Gaelic games. After a 32-week break, Tyrone will be back in competitive action when they face off with Dublin on Saturday in the All-Ireland Under-20 semi-final at Breffni Park in Cavan. Tyrone have been competitive at this age group in recent years and are looking to go one further than last year when they lost in the semi-final to Cork. The Red Hand County beat Donegal in the 2020 decider in the early part of this year, and manager Paul Devlin always felt that this semi-final would go ahead.
You never give up hope, because there's always that desire within ourselves and the GAA community to fulfil competitions. And you go back all through the years, and most of the time the GAA has been taking a lot of credit. They've always got competitions, always, you know, always get the fixtures always fulfilled, you know. So always that belief, you know what I mean, that it will happen, but it's a matter of when, so it is, you know.
Did you get much work done, or did you do much work over the summer, or you weren't allowed, I suppose? But I
know. No contact whatsoever with the lads at all. They were doing, they're doing so much stuff with the group there, so they were, you know, WhatsApp group, they were sending bits and pieces of what they're doing all along. But come and stage, we just told them, look, lads, you know, don't worry about the group there sending pics of what you're doing and stuff. Concentrate on the clubs now, because the club football's kicking in. And like the lads all have done a lot with the clubs there, so they have learning about. We've had a few come back injuries, so we're probably ruled out for the game the weekend. But it gave us an opportunity to look at our lads and get to scouring the country again to see what lads have pushed on a wee bit more, you know. So in one sense, there's a lot of good out of it, so as you know.
Yeah. So I was reading somewhere during the week as well where you brought in, what, 6 or 7 lads?
There's 6 or 7 lads, yeah, come in. There's a couple of lads who are meant to come in early in the year. Young Gordon Robertson, Mary Kieran, and Conal Devlin, Dungannon, but just with the school and whatnot, exams and stuff, just couldn't commit, so they're still underage next year, so they were. So, you know, those lads have been progressing well in the club championship, and new starring, really, basically, to the clubs, and we just felt there's good experience to bring them in now for a wee feel of it all, you know. So we did.
So when did you get down to preparing properly for it and back training again as such?
Basically, then in the middle of September, when we'd the date to start back out again, and the good thing was the lads all knew themselves. You know, been any lads who were out of club championship or coming on board to start working for them, and just then basically after that, start all filtering back in once they're out of their club competition. We just never bothered with any of them that was still with the club, and stayed look focused on the club till the competition's over for yourselves, and then you'll all filter back in with us. So really, we've been a good few weeks there with them back there. You know, good. It's been a good 3 weeks there, particularly, you know. Even this week as well, we've got a lot of stuff done, and so we're doing particular on board, you know. So yeah, the competition's been good. We've had over 30-odd players and playing away there, so there are a few good turnouts again. Games again is really going well at the minute, you know.
Yeah, and tell me, are you happy enough with those preparations? You know, or would you have needed a bit more time, maybe?
Look, IDM is likely at the top to get a game or two, sort of, you know, but sort of out of your hands. Everybody's in the same boat, Tom, you know. And really, you just have to deal with what conditions you have there with you and just work as best you can with what you have at hand, you know.
And what, you have four or five survivors from last year as well? I remember you lost to Cork in last year's semi-final.
Yeah. Oh, we'll have a fair few, you know, from maybe six or seven from last year in the overall panel, so we have. And like everything else, there's a lot of lads that come in there that really stepped up. So they have along Jim McCann, Donald Moores, that had a super year for us. So we had, you know, a super game again, Donegal in the Ulster finals. We had on the really ready to step up. So they are, you know.
Donegal game, Ethan Jordan, the corner, turning the man of the match performance. You have quite a lot of scoring power. I know everybody talks about Darry Canavan, but he's more a playmaker, isn't he?
Yeah, well, you see, that balance you have, lads, and you're always looking out all the time. But really, at the end of the day, it's you know, anybody will tell you, if they work from our guys, he'll create space, work for each other, move the ball at the right time. There's some lad on song on a day, he's on song getting the ball and popping over the bar, you keep getting it to him. And on that day, Ethan, once he clicked, so does, you know, it's hard to stop you with him. So he was in, like, Donegal were a super team, a really, really tough challenge for ourselves. We just got the breaks at the time, so it isn't looking out for lads, but we'll pop the scores over to fetch it a wee bit, you know. So it can happen any day, go any road at all, so every lad can pop up, and that day it happened well for Ethan, you know.
Dublin back in the semi-final as well, beating finalists last year. Do you know much of them?
Look, the Dublin team, you know, there's a lot of new faces from last year, or, you know, having a big pile of turnover, lad, maybe one or two. Basically, you know, they play the same system as they've been playing all along. They're very confident that through Dublin football, so they are. They'll be well up for it, so they will. They've come out of Dublin, up their breath me for the day. Something we're really looking forward to, Tom. It's a big challenge for both teams. So they both failed at Cork last year, so they did. And they say Cork and back must have been behind by the two teams, with ourselves in semi-final and Dublin in the final. So it's a big challenge there, as much for Dublin as it is for ourselves. So really, it'll be a tough, hard game for both teams. And we're really looking forward to the challenge. So we are.
You mentioned you had a few injuries. Who are they?
Really, it was Joe Goose had a bit of a knock on the knee there. See, he's gone on there. And a couple of panel lads who were featuring, you know, coming off the bench for us. Caelan Slevin from the Brook from Dromore and Ewan Devon from Ardbow. And our lad Daniel Miller was the panel there too. He had a bit of a knock as well. So them three lads will definitely be out.
So it's a winner takes all, and obviously, you know, it's certainly two teams defeated one at the final last year and you at the semi-final, so...
50 minutes, and maybe the way the football's letting thrown is last while, maybe down to penalties and everything, so we haven't prepared for the worst outcome, so it's what can happen on the day. But if everything else, it's the team that can limit the mistakes and then punish the mistakes that our teams make. So it is We'll get over the line at the end.
That's Paul Devlin, manager of the Tyrone Under-20s, who face Dublin this Saturday at Breffni Park in the All-Ireland Under-20 Championship semi-final. That one starts at 2 o'clock. And then at 4 o'clock, it's Galway against Kerry, a doubleheader at the Cavan venue. Okay, we're going to go for a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll look ahead to Donegal against Tyrone as Division 1 of the National Football League resumes.
Sport on Highland is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny, with the new Donegal GA Raven range, including zip-ups, tracksuit bottoms and shorts, available in-store and online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
And you're welcome back to the Sports Desk here on Highlands. It is, of course, the Score programme through until just before 8 o'clock tonight. Gaelic games-wise, the Allianz National League returns this weekend, with counties due to play the remaining two rounds before championship starts on the first Sunday in November. Now, Donegal go into this weekend's game with Tyrone, knowing a win in Balbuffet will secure their Division 1 status with the game to go. But add in, if Galway beat Mayo in the earlier game on Sunday, Donegal will be safe before the ball is thrown in at McCool Park. This week I've been speaking to Donegal boss Declan Boner, and he says Sunday's game is important and they want to resume on a positive note. So Declan, we're just a couple of days out now from the game against Tyrone this weekend as the league resumes. First of all, how frustrating has the last number of weeks been for you and for the squad, given the fact that you've all these sort of restrictions to meet in training, but when you throw in COVID cases on top of that, how frustrating has it been, and if you were to rate it 1 to 10, what would it be?
It hasn't been easy, Oisin, to be quite honest. It's been fairly challenging. But, you know, we did go back in, I think around about 14th was September, and on the second session, we had to close down for 10 to 14 days. Listen, it's probably, it was a wake-up call in terms of, it wasn't as if we weren't taking the precautions, but, you know, it just goes to show you what can happen. And, but, you know, even though everyone is doing their best to, you know, minimise contact and stuff like that there, it's never going to be watertight. But, you know, it was definitely an eye-opener for us. And as I say, we've got back in there this last couple of weeks. And, no, it's been okay. You know, it's been frustrating, naturally enough. I suppose when we were getting ready to play Tyrone back in March, we were it was Thursday night, I think, the whole thing locked down. And it's been a long, long 6-7 months. And, you know, trying to keep lads motivated. But listen, they've been brilliant. The club championship season's kicked in then. And all of a sudden, we're into it now, a couple of days out from competitive action.
Yep. Training back in March is very different to training now, is it, Declan? Because back then you were able to take lumps out of each other in training, which was good prep for a huge game like Tyrone. Obviously, it's totally different now. You're not allowed contact. You're not allowed anything like that in training at the moment, Declan. So how difficult, not much how difficult, but what's it been like for the group sort of reassigning themselves to a different way of doing things?
Ah, listen, you know, it's challenging for everyone, to be quite honest. And, you know, the medical team have done great work under Kevin Moore. And, you know, we're probably in the fortunate position that Kevin's part of the advisory group in Croke Park also. And he's been giving us a lot of guidance. In terms of contact and physicality, I guess Donegal play Tyrone. There'll be a fair degree of that come Sunday afternoon. And as I say, we're really looking forward to us and just to getting back playing football. It's been frustrating, there's no doubt about that there. And is it going to be perfect as we move forward? It's not. There's going to be challenges. Every day is a challenge, but listen, as I say, it's great to be back thinking about playing football again.
Can you see players taking their frustrations out, which has been building up over the last 7 months, Declan, come game time on Sunday? Because it can happen when guys haven't played inter-county football and serious competitive football for a long time, and it's a big derby and there's so much at stake, it can get off to a fiery start.
Listen, you know, I suppose every team's in the same boat. Like, when we played Monaghan in our last league match, which is 7 months ago now, you know, we felt we were building momentum, we were coming, getting ready for the challenge of Tyrone. And, you know, you had a fair idea where everyone was at. It's a bit more difficult now in terms of, you know, lads are coming back in from clubs at different levels, and there is a different level when you do come into inter-county setup. It's challenging again for those players just to come back in, trying to get readjusted and reset into that way of training and playing. But you know, we don't really know where we're at the minute. We feel we're starting to make a bit of headway again, and it's been a bit stop start. But as I say, we'll know Sunday afternoon. And you know, you talk about players, letting these players are, you know, they're finely tuned athletes, both mentally and physically, and you know, they want to get back playing, and I'm sure, you know, they'll act in a responsible manner.
Yeah, you've used the word challenging, Declan, several times already in the opening number of minutes, and yes, it is, but all counties have been facing a different sort of challenge. But the fact that you lost 2 weeks because of a COVID case, does that maybe put you at a disadvantage going into this game against Tyrone?
Well, listen, you can look at it that way, but you know, from our point of view, the way I look at it is that we know it was a wake-up call very early on when we did get back in, and you know, other teams are probably finding out now. So, you know, we got it early on when we went back in, and you know, we're trying to take extra precautions as much as we can. Players are travelling on their own. You know, they're going into smaller pods. They're spending very little time inside. I mean, they're always wearing masks. The hand sanitizers are all over the place now in convoy. And we spend most of our time out on the pitch, and the lads just get back in and get back home again. So, yeah, it's been. And then.
Because your time on the pitch was limited anyway, Declan, and then the 2 weeks missing, then it's sort of.
Oh, listen,
it's a bigger burden.
Exactly. Listen, it's not ideal, but I'm not going to, you know, sit here and complain about it. It was to me, yeah. And it's not going to be straightforward, Oisín, as we move forward. We have these two National League games. We go into the Championship. I mean, the squad of players we have there now is probably going to be stretched right down to the last player. It's so important now from our point of view that each player in that group is going to they're probably going to get game time somewhere along the line. So yeah, you'll be ready for that challenge when it does come.
So the starting 15 on Sunday is going to look very much different to what it was the last time Donegal lined out back at the start of
NFL. I actually forget now, Oisín, what it did look like 7 months ago, to be quite honest. And I only focus really on what I see on the training ground and the rest of the management, what we see on the training ground. And we had a couple of matches over the last couple of weekends, which was, you know, was great to get some of the lads back up to speed. And it's those players that, you know, that we see, and that's the way it's always been. The lads, they're putting their hand up night in, night out. And yeah, looking forward, as I say, to this match now on Sunday.
Yeah, one of the big concerns was obviously Michael Langan, who picked up an injury in the championship. Is the likes of Michael or any other household names available or unavailable for this weekend, Declan? Can you tell us?
Yeah, well, most of the lads, you know, when we were playing and getting ready for the match against Tyrone 7 months ago, you know, you had numerous lads that had been out. Those guys are all back training now. Michael Langan has come back, and whether he's going to be match fit for Sunday, you know, time will tell. But you know, all the lads are back training, so we basically have a full squad available.
Right, so COVID in one way has been there's been a positive side to that. You have been able to get so many back. Is that fair enough?
I wouldn't put COVID and positive in the one sentence, Oisín, but we keep talking about challenging times, and you know, COVID's not going to go away anytime soon, so it's going to be part of it. We've got to work our way around it, and you know, from our point of view, these athletes within senior inter-county setups, I mean, they're actually professional in everything, nearly. You know, they're there 3 or 4 times a week on the pitch. They're on in the gym, and you know, taking all that away back in March was a big, you know, very difficult for certain players to deal with that. And so we've got to make sure also in that period of time that, and I mentioned it yesterday at our press briefing yesterday, the mental health side of things, very, very, you know, very, very important, and not just for inter-county athletes, but for any young lads, and not just young lads, you know, so important to get out there and exercise regularly. And you know, if we go back into another lockdown, that's going to be very, very difficult.
Yeah, it's going to be hugely difficult. Declan, Tyrone twice in the space of 2 weeks, once in the league, one in the championship. How much of a bearing is the game this weekend going to have come the 1st of November in the championship quarter final? And will you and your counterpart Mickey Hart be doing a bit of shadow boxing? Will you be giving much away on Sunday?
Listen, both teams require points, and we'll be going to get our 2 points, and that's our number one priority. We want to build a bit of momentum. It's uncharted territory. It's not normal, you know, to be playing a league and a championship match within 2 weeks against the same opposition. But this is difficult, different times. But we're looking to get lads back on the pitch on Sunday and see exactly where they're at. I'm sure Mickey's the same with Tyrone, and it should be a really good National League game. And will it have any bearing on the match the following 2 weeks? Probably not.
Yeah, but a one on Sunday will be huge. You'll be able to relax about going into Kerry then.
Yeah, listen, exactly. It's important, you know, it's important that we hit the ground running, and it's important that we get that performance and to get those 2 points, because Kerry comes up then the following week, and you're straight in the championship then, Oisín, and these games are coming ticking fast. And as I said, the squad will be tested in terms of the strength and depth of that squad. So, yeah, it's a time that we probably said 7 months ago when we were in lockdown, we didn't know was this going to happen. Yeah. And it's still, you know, what the way the cases are going, what COVID, it's still a difficult time. But we're glad, you know, a couple of days out that we're getting ready for competitive action now.
I don't want to be too negative, Declan, but it looks like the North's going to go to lockdown and we've got an Ulster Championship coming up. Do you genuinely believe that the Ulster Championship will be played out in its entirety?
I think it will, Oisín. Yeah, I do believe that there's a great will there from Croke Park, and I think government also to get these games and get the Ulster Championship and get all the championships played and run off. I think from a point of view, you know, it's behind closed doors, number one. There's a lot of measures taken from each group now. We're now restricted in terms of the numbers that we can bring. A lot of it will be well monitored, so I don't think it's going to have any effect really on the those counties. But in saying that, I think, you know, for the people out there, it's October going into November, December, those are long, long months without anything to look forward to, and especially in the current environment, I think it'll be brilliant that people can sit down in their living rooms and look forward to these matches. And even this week alone, the amount of calls that I've been getting, people really looking forward to the start of the football again that next Saturday and Sunday, and then going into the championship, I think that's going to lift a bit of that gloom that's out there.
That's Declan Bonner, Donegal boss, looking ahead to the coming fixtures in the National Football League, of course, which resumes on Sunday. We get the thoughts coming out of Tyrone in just a second, but I see the Tánaiste Déli of Radcar has warned this evening there will be no All-Ireland Championships if Level 5 restrictions are imposed. Most of the country is currently at Level 3, with Donegal, Monaghan and Cavan, of course, at Level 4. The leagues are due to resume this weekend, but the Gaelic Players Association are currently canvassing their members, questioning the desire to proceed. It had been mooted that the GAA would be exempt from Level 5 restrictions, but the Tánaiste today has claimed the opposite. Minister Simon Coveney, of course, also put a warning out earlier today as well that he was worried about the GAA and the rate of infections and the impact it's going to have on GAA, and would the GAA action be able to see out the season this year. That Donegal Tyrone game, of course, this coming Sunday starts at 4 o'clock in Ballybuffet, and we will have full live match commentary here on Highland. We'll have the build-up as from 3:30. I'll be joined in the commentary position by Martin McHugh, and our coverage on Sunday brought to you in association with McKenna's Centra in Buncrana. But as football does resume, of course, all the talk right across the board is COVID related. Things have been relatively quiet of rumblings coming out of Tyrone ahead of this game, and of course ahead of the championship fixture, which is due 2 weeks on Sunday in Ballybuffet between Donegal and Tyrone. Today, Tom Comack has been speaking to former Tyrone star player John Lynch, and first of all he asked him, is there an appetite for football in the Red Hand County?
Some people you talk to would still be, you know, cautious of the COVID thing, and would question the fact that, you know, especially now when you look at all this new rules that's come in there, the changes that have been made, and, you know, people aren't allowed to visit and whatnot, and then they're allowing teams to travel all around the countryside. So I suppose they're concerned, I suppose, with people there. The fact that maybe they're afraid, there's no balance been put there. So, but at the end of the day, Tom, there's a lot of people too want to see football, you know, which, as we all know, is what it's all about. We haven't seen, a lot of people haven't seen a lot of football at all year. I suppose we were lucky up here that, you know, we were allowed to have our 400, whatever capacity of crowd was allowed in there. And so people were getting to see matches, and obviously there was matches were streamed. And I know down with you've seen your league matches, but when it comes to championship matches, there was no spectators allowed. So I'm sure people are hungry to get seeing football matches, Tom. And, you know, it's great that, you know, national TV's taking over and going to show all these games. So, look, I would say people are glad to see football, but there is always that concern, Tom, as I say, about the balance of the whole thing, how things are working out, and the fear. And then the question has to be asked as well about how the players feel about it, whether, you know, there's a concern with them, or, you know, are they mad to do it? I haven't been chatting to any of the players, but seemingly everybody's going for it. And like, I've seen Tom, a few boys quote or tweeting this morning, whether, you know, saying the players should, you know, make a choice. If they want to play, they can play. And if they don't, I don't think that's the way to put it to them. At the end of the day, if people have concern, they have to be listened to as well. So, look, I would say people want to see football, Tom, but there is an underlying concern about the health and the wealth of everybody else, you know, the well-being of people coming back home. That's the,
and as you said, it's league action this coming weekend, and I suppose, as we mentioned, it's what, March since the last of the game, so there's no real form. Tell me, Annie, what's the word coming out of the camp?
Tom, very strange. I was chatting to a friend of mine today, and he would be, you know, dealing with the teams, a lot of teams, and there's nothing coming out of this training camp at the minute. You know, I suppose we know that the injuries that they were carrying are still there. The likes of McShane had to go through a bit of minor surgery a few weeks back there, so he's definitely out for the year. We've lost Colin Kavanagh, obviously, to retirement, and then I suppose young McKenna's back from Australia, which is it's a big bonus for us. It's a positive, but whether he's able to play Gaelic football at this stage, I don't know, because I'm sure he hasn't played football for quite a while, Gaelic football that is. And as we all know, a lot of lads coming out of Australia, you know, they don't seem to adapt well back again. So, you know, time will tell to see how what he's like, but I can't see him being part of the starting lineup anyway, mm-hmm. in my opinion. But as far as players goes, Tom, that's it. You know, Tyrone have had one or two in-house games, and that's about as much as we're getting as much information we're seeing to be coming out at the minute, Tom.
Yeah, and tell me, obviously, the last game was against Dublin. Sunday's game is a strange game in a way. It's a potential relegation battle,
yeah.
Or not a battle, but it's a relegation game, and points could be very important. And yet, by the time 4 o'clock comes on Sunday, it might be just a dead rubber game, especially if Galway beat Mayo.
Yeah, well, I suppose it's not a bad thing for us and Donegal that a result could leave it, as you say, as a dead rubber for us. I think if Galway beat Mayo at the weekend or on Saturday, well then that leaves us that none of the two teams really need to be concerned about points at that stage because we're both safe. So it might change the thoughts process for the two managers. I know that by all accounts what we're hearing about Donegal have played quite a few challenge matches and they're well up for everything. I don't know, like, we don't know what way Tyrone are, so I'm sure if Galway beat Mayo on Sunday, I would imagine Mickey would be more relaxed about the whole setup and he wouldn't be too concerned, I would say, about actually going to Belfast 8-1, because, you know, I'm sure Mickey would be looking to, you know, keep his hand or his cards close to his chest for the match in a fortnight's time. So it all depends, I suppose. It all depends on Galway, really. If Galway, I suppose, can do both of us a favour, it'll take the pressure off Sunday's game, really, and maybe just it'll be played out really as a challenge match, really, Tom. To me, that's the way it'll be. But Mayo will be a team, Tom, that, you know, they're facing relegation, and they'll not want to be sitting in Division 2 next year. So I'm sure, like, this will be a tough game for Galway as well, and they're missing quite a few, or they're missing four or five players there through COVID. So It's not a foregone conclusion about Galway and Mayo. So I'm sure we're still, Tyrone are still putting the pressure on to land in Belfast, Tom, and trying to get away there with a one.
Mm. And I suppose a couple of years ago they did put this Ballybofey hoodie behind them with that win in the qualifiers.
Yeah, they did, Tom. I suppose it was as you know yourself, Tom. Records are always there to be beat. So it was inevitable it was going to happen sometime, and thankfully it happened for us in the qualifier. But I can see this a tougher game. As I say, Tom, if Mayo happened to win on Sunday or on Saturday, well then, you know, it's a game that Tyrone must go to Belfast and won.
Or at least get a point.
Or even a point. But we all know, Tom, it's never easy going to McCool Park and getting a one or getting a draw. And as I say, Donegal are a team that I still feel are, you know, they're probably top four or five in Ireland at the minute, and it's going to be a tough ask for us to go to Belfast and beat Donegal once, and then try to do it a second time. It's going to be a tough few weeks for Mickey and the boys, to be honest with you, Tom.
As you mentioned, Colm Kavanagh has retired. Obviously, he's looking for a midfield replacement for what Pádraig Hamsay is. It probably is seen as the number one in there now, is he?
Well, I suppose if I was picking the team, Tom, it wouldn't be somebody else at midfield. But Paddy seemed to be the man that sort of was covering there. Richie Donnelly was there as well. Richie was playing with Tulloch right up to the final championship there, and he seemed to be carrying an injury. So, you know, nobody really knows what kind of nick he's in. Like, he had been sort of filling that role as well. But again, Tom, Mickey has used quite a few. He's used that young McDonald lad as well from Errigal. So he's been using different fellas at midfield. Paddy would be definitely a good player, but I still feel that his best position is always full back and in that area. So time will tell when it comes to the line out. I don't know, to be honest with you, Tom. Matty will maybe line out there.
Donnelly.
Like, Matty's back playing again. Thankfully, he's back through that hamstring injury. That's a pretty serious injury he got, and you know, we witnessed him through our championship campaign, although it was poor in the county final. He played very well against Killeclawer and against Cole Island. So he's back on form. Whether he plays him there or not, I don't know. You know, as I say, Tyrone team is not an easy team to pick or to guess, Tom, because like Mickey would be inclined to, you know, to change players around and play them in different positions, and obviously have different roles for them. So from a Tyrone supporters' point of view, we never really can tell who's going to play where or what team's going to line out. So we're sort of in the dark about the whole thing that way, Tom.
Yeah, and is there psychological advantage to be gained from Sunday's game given that they're meeting in the championship 2 weeks later back in Ballybuffet?
Oh yeah, I definitely think it would be an immense one, Tom. If either team, whatever team wins this match, especially if the game means something, you know, say if Galway happen to win, it'll be over. But if Mayo happen to win on Saturday, this is definitely a big game. Like it'll be definitely a psychological thing going into that match. Whoever wins that match, Tom, will have all their cards and their side of the table when it comes to championship time. So it's a match. You know, as I say, if it's a full game, we're going to have to go out and win it, Tom. And it'll be a negative for us now if we get beat, to be honest with you, to go into the next round or into the championship round.
And of course, is John Lynch, a former Tyrone star player, former Tyrone All Star, speaking to Tom Comack with his thoughts ahead of Donegal against Tyrone this coming Sunday. Okay, time for a commercial break. When we come back, we'll be hearing from the County of Derry and their manager, Rory Gallagher.
Sport on Highland is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny, where you'll find all the leading brands and running footwear from top names like Brooks, Asics, and New Balance at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Okay, moving into the County of Derry, and the Oakleaf boys resume their Division 3 league campaign on Saturday afternoon at home to Longford, with the Armagh Championship meeting firmly on the mind of boss Rory Gallagher in a couple of weeks' time. Like the rest of the counties, Derry have two league games remaining, and should they win both of those against Longford and Offaly, they stand an outside chance of promotion should Down slip up. Now, the GAA's CCCC this week turned down a request by Longford to move the game out of Celtic Park because of coronavirus concerns. Speaking to me earlier today, Rory was expecting exciting performances from his side in the coming weeks with the championship on the horizon.
I suppose first up, Rory, the decision was made by the GAA-CCCC last night that the game with Longford is not going to be moved out of Celtic Park, and I'm sure the result of that is no major surprise to you.
No, not at all. I've seen this and we fully expected the game to be in Celtic Park. I think we personally, you know, wouldn't feel that the Derry County Board or Senator Council would fix the game if we thought there was any danger to any players, whether they be from Derry or Longford. So we're delighted to go ahead, because obviously that's where we play our championship match as well.
Yeah. Listen, how has COVID been for you over the last number of weeks, getting the players back in when you're allowed to go back to inter-county training? How have you found the whole situation, Rory?
Look, like every county, actually, we had a few issues ourselves, you know, and I suppose like the reality is all of us like being out and about, and particularly young people, it's human nature, so it is. And look, it's been a wee bit of a difficult task, but it's settled down now, and we're suppose we've got the right protocols in place, you know, round one bag, we've had that from the start, and just ensuring everything's okay. But the main thing is we're back then, but I'd imagine every county will have a few issues. It's just who can adapt best.
Yeah, well, at this stage, do you have a full panel available ahead of the game, Rory?
It looks that way at the minute, yeah. We have a full deck to play from, but at the same time, you just don't know what's going to happen, you know, when the phone rings, you just don't know what's next in the current climate. But I know, speaking of a number of other inter-county managers, they're all in the same boat, you know.
Yeah. How worrying was it for you that you were watching the club championship in Derry, Rory, knowing the current climate that we're in, and you've obviously got a squad, sort of an idea of the squad in your back of your head, and you're always thinking that you wouldn't maybe have everybody fully available to you. Were you unease with that over the last number of months and watching what was happening?
Not so much over the last number of months, like being honest about it. The whole thing had well settled July, August, even into early September. In the last number of weeks, it's definitely given me a lot more cause for concern, you know, because obviously Northern Ireland, the cases from the north, you know, and particularly in the Tyrone Derry areas, you know, and bordering Donegal, it'd be very high. But look, you know, you have to trust the players. Everybody has to get on with their life. Football's just a component of that, you know, and we just hope that we have as many available as possible.
Yeah. Have you changed much around your backroom team and setup, Rory, from when things were halted back in March to where you are now?
We did, Oisín. Listen, at the end of the day, we tried to make the most of the time, the downtime, after a couple of weeks it became apparent that there was going to be considerable. And I suppose, you know, from my own point of view, you went in and you inherited, you know, a lot of people that were there, including squad, and just took me a wee while to get to know people and that sort of thing, and maybe identify other people, and just felt it was time to bring in people that I felt, you know, would give me a better chance of working with the players in the way that I want. And look, we brought in a new strength and conditioning coach, a young lad, Peter Hughes. He would have played for Tyrone in early 2011-2012-2013. Peter's a qualified physio and he's working abroad. He went into strength and conditioning. We brought in a new nutritionist, a new physio, you know, a new goalkeeping coach in Thomas Postie-Mallon that would have been goal. So that's freshened things up. It's revitalised it, and I can see the bounce the players are getting from it already.
Yeah. Has the panel changed much on the player front, Rory, since
then? Yeah, we were probably carrying a big panel again, getting in as your first year, and we've whittled that down, you know. And yeah, we've gone with a panel. I think actually one of the problems Derry've had over the last some years has been massive turnover players. You know, I put the challenge to the players, like we're in this thread together now. There was 20 or 30 players. You know, you bide your time over the next 2, 3, 4 years, you'll get your opportunity. I try to build that chemistry with consistent selection and consistent people that training gives, you know.
Yeah. For Derry to be competitive in an Ulster Championship, Rory, then, is that what it's going to take, 3 to 4 years?
Oh, we certainly don't want to wait that long. Absolutely not. I think the talent in Derry, I think things can turn very quickly, no matter what way a county's fortunes are perceived to be. There's no doubt Derry, you know, a couple of years ago fell to Division 4 and wouldn't be happy with that. They haven't had a good run in Ulster. But, you know, I know when the role came up and speaking to people, the talent's there and obviously getting in and very excited. And even more so, Oisín, to be honest, you know, from, you know, getting together now the last number of weeks, it's a big break, you know, for the Derry senior players and everyone in Derry. There's no dual players as such now between the end of this year's championship and next year's championship. And that's just a really nice place to be. Right up until the first round of the league last year, we had 7 or 8 fellas involved in, you know, in All Ireland hurling, which is very difficult for me to get my head round. And even, you know, even for the players, they're always waiting for these players to come in. So there'll be no excuses now moving forward.
Yeah, I know the championship is a number of weeks away, and you've got a couple of league games. But championship wise, Rory, just touching on it, do you feel this whole climate and the days that we're in, does it make maybe Ulster more of a level playing field? Do you think on it?
I still think the best players, which make up the best teams, are in the best position because they've done more right this year, last year, the years before. But I think you've got to look at the Premiership and the topsy-turvy nature a bit. And I remember speaking to Seamus Coleman in the summer, and he just said it was very different dynamic playing with no crowd. He actually used the comparison going to Crystal Palace in Selhurst Park when they, you know, it was a very intimidating place to go, maybe on a Saturday or a Monday night or a Wednesday night. And when there's no crowd, it evens it out. He just made that. You just don't know what's going to happen. I'd still rather be in a position of having all the best players like Dublin, but none of us are bar Dublin, so everybody's got to make the most of it. And you know, the challenge for me and for the Derry players is to make sure we put it all, you know, very much behind us. You know, keep it on the outside, focus on getting the performance and playing the best we can.
Okay, well, I'm sure you're going to be looking for two good performances in the last two games of the league ahead of Championship, Rory. And Championship is key, and Championship's number one. But what do you want from the players this coming weekend against Longford, and what sort of challenge do you expect Longford to present?
Oh, listen, I've come across Longford with Donegal in 2017, with Fermanagh in 2018. They're a very difficult team to beat. They have a lot of very skillful players. Hand and heart, we're not going to look too much against them. We know they're going to produce a decent level. I just want to see our performance levels way up on what they were in February and early March. You know, we showed spasms of what we could do. You know, we left it too late. We ended up scoring 3-11 or 3-12 down at Cork. We left it too late. We need to put our best foot forward now. You know, the players have a better idea of what I expect from them. I've got a better idea from them, and I'm just looking for, you know, really exciting performances from them in the next two games.
Yeah, and you're still in contention, is that right, Rory, for promotion? But you need a lot of other stuff to go in your favour, do you?
We need Down to slip up, you know, at least once. And personally, I can't see that happening. You know, we made mistakes early in the league. Look, our focus is on Armagh. So it is, you know, we. I don't believe at this point in time we deserve to get a division through. We've got to finish the league very strongly. Whatever happens, happens, and look forward to our Maggie.
Just finally then, Rory, is the starting 15 going to differ a lot from the starting 15 which lined out in your last game in March?
We're going to have 5 or 6 changes, Oisín, definitely. You know, we never had a fully fit squad. You know, I'm a lot happier now in the fitness of the squad. You know, a lot of artists are injury-free. Yeah, we've had a couple of weeks setback like everybody else. But no, there'll be a good few changes yet.
That's Derry senior football manager Rory Geller speaking to me earlier today ahead of the resumption in Division 3 of the Oakleaf County. The Derry Hurlers are also in action this coming weekend. They've got the Division 2B National Hurling League final to take place. It's Down against Derry, two sides that know each other relatively well. Derry won the game earlier in the group against the Mourne County. Michael McMullen of the Derry News has been looking ahead to that final with Tom Comack. And Michael says Derry hurlers have been content with their preparations ahead of the game, and he feels they are in good shape pre-final.
I was talking to John last week, and yeah, John McAvoy last week, and he seems very, you know, very happy with their preparations. Now, he didn't take a challenge game. And I know that Down had played Wicklow in a challenge game, but the Derry camp seem happy enough with how things have went. I saw John at a lot of the club games, you know, and not just him, all his management team. Kevin Lynch has beat Swatra in the first game, and Tom, I think it was the worst conditions I've ever reported on a game in terms of rain and wind, and John was there, and he's called up six lads on the back of the club championship, so a very thorough man, I would say, and seems quite happy where they're at going into, you know, going into Sunday's game.
And as you said he's happy enough with preparations. How have they gone in terms of how long has he got them together?
Well, the county hurling final was finished in mid-September, but then, you know, he had the three slot, you know, Slotneil lads, Micheál McGrath, and, you know, what would have been playing in the county final. Cormac O'Doherty would have been playing in the county final, and Sean Cassidy. So that's three players that he would only really saw in the last couple of weeks. But he wasn't overly alarmed by it, you know, he's just happy enough. He's brought Mark McGuigan back into the panel from Slotneil, John Mullen from Kevin Lynch's. Swatter goalkeeper Conor O'Kane, who has been impressing over this past few seasons, has been called in. And Patrick Turner, and there's a couple of lads from Lavie as well. Fintan Bradley, who was the top scorer in the championship, he's called in, and Chrissy Henry. So I think he's happy, you know, Tom, you know yourself, it brings a wee bit more competition around training, and, you know, people start to look over their shoulder. So Derry hurlers have been knocking on that promotion door for a few years. They started the year really well with a win against Derry. First game of the year, 119 to 19 points. And when the COVID lockdown came, I have to admit, I felt for Derry hurlers because they'd got themselves into a great position. But then, you know, come this weekend, it's like a new season. You know, you're just hoping, you know, as John says, you won't really know until you go into the cut and thrust of it. Actually, are you ready?
Yeah.
But just by watching the way they go about things, they're very thorough. And, you know, I'd be confident they're in good shape going into Sunday.
Yeah. As you said, the defeat of Down the very first game, and that Wednesday over Roscommon, was it Warwickshire, London, and drew with Kildare, so unbeaten.
Yeah, they drew with Kildare actually in the very last game. Conor Kelly got a point right at the end, and I think that draw more or less secured, you know, if Kildare had won that game, actually they would have been in the league final, so it's sort of the way it sort of panned out. And I was talking to the Down manager, Roland Sheehan, last week as well, and the Down Championship this year offered the teams at least six games, you know, so they were happy with the fact that there was a good competitive championship. Down actually haven't beaten Derry since the league clash in 2018, so this is... Derry's won the last four games,
yeah,
between the teams.
As you said, Derry beat Down in the first game. There was just a goal in it, so a goal in hurling is nothing.
It's nothing, Tom, and it actually came in the first minute of the game, a long ball in, and Richie Mullen caught it into the back of the net, and it was a real shootout between the two free-takers that day. And I remember leaving Celtic Park that day thinking, you know, these teams are going to maybe come across each other somewhere down the lane, and here they are. I know that any time I've mentioned last year's league final to anybody in the panel or John or anybody in the backroom team, they feel they left it behind against Wicklow. They feel it was their worst performance of the year on the day when they really needed one. And they seem to have watched that game in quite detail, you know, quite great detail, and going into this weekend, they'll be hoping to learn from it. But as I said to you earlier, Tom, the worry is that, you know, and every county in Ireland is the exact same. You don't know where you're at until you get to Armagh on Sunday.
That's Michael McMullen of the Derry News, looking ahead to that Down v Derry National League Division 2B final, which is taking place this coming Sunday. Just finally, one note in athletics. Anne-Marie McGlynn competes at the World half marathon championships this weekend in Poland. The event was originally scheduled for March of this year, but it was obviously postponed following the outbreak of coronavirus. It will be the only European or world championship event scheduled to take place in 2020. Along with Anne-Marie, Kevin Seward of St. Malachy's and Ballina AC Hugh Armstrong will make up the travelling Irish party. And that's it from the Score programme for tonight. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed it. And indeed, if you missed any of the show, you will, of course, be able to listen back just after 8 o'clock in the sports section of highlandradio.com. I'll be back with our next sport tomorrow morning after the 8:30 news. Until then, enjoy the rest of your Thursday evening.